Hockey Hall of Famer and former Leafs captain, president of Hockey Ops with the Kingston Frontenacs. He's Doug Gilmore. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing really well. I was thinking because with the hockey season opening, all the hockey fans are so excited about the National Hockey League camps opening, and yet Greg and I have both done play-by-play for junior teams, and that means at this time of year, some of your best players are not there because they're in NHL camps, and the season goes on without them. So it's, I wonder about being with the Kingston Frontenacs, how thrilled you are that NHL camps are open.
Yeah, well, we've been at it since August 28th. So it's, it always hurts. We don't play this many games anymore. I think we play 3 games this year. And that's it. So it's one of those things that we can't play because we don't have enough bodies.
By the way, the Fronts in Peterborough tonight to next week on Thursday to open the season. Then you're home Friday at the Leon Center. You get free furniture out of that whole deal there? Is that happening?
Yeah, that just changed this year. But
that's right.
Kind of like the Scotiabank. You're not used to it. So.
No, you're not.
Do they give you money if it's Scotiabank?
Yeah, really. Yeah, we're in a rebuilding year this year, so it's going to be a little different.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that quick before we get to the Leafs. It's a very cyclical league. Like Erie, obviously had McDavid and Strome go. They haven't been as good, and they've been retooling it. London didn't win a single playoff game last year. You're not used to saying that. So even the London Windsors and Kitcheners have to do it. I mean, there is talk that it's tough, right? Because you're looking at veterans right now going, of course we want to win games. Of course we want to please our fans and keep a great vibe with the younger players. But the reality is trading veterans is almost more a thing in the junior ranks, Doug, than it is in the NHL sometimes, because you don't have the complications of contracts.
Well, right, but it's pretty much a 3-year league. So you might have guys the 4th year, sometimes 5, but it's when you have a chance to go for it, you got to go for it, and we did last year. So now it's time, again, we just said rebuilding, but we will have to trade some of our best players to bring some young guys in and more draft picks.
By the way, Doug's got a new website for some lifestyle apparel, jewelry as well, T-shirts, caps, and bracelets. We'll get to talking about DougGilmore93.com in a second. I don't think, and I could be 100% wrong about this, I don't feel there's been a Leafs vibe coming into training camp since you guys had that vibe in 93-94 coming off the semifinals. And then, though the Jays are in the World Series, you win 10 straight regular season games. That's high. It's lofty expectations for this Leafs group. But nonetheless, tell our listeners about that feel. That's 25 years ago. You got everybody buzzing again. Everybody loves your team and everything associated with it. And you roll 10-0 out of the gate.
Well, obviously our leader there, Pat Burns, he made sure that we were prepared for each and every game. So some of those games you win when you shouldn't win, and we got fortunate, but it was a fun year going into it, just like it is this year. Hopefully they get Nylander signed, and it'll be a fun role. And I was listening to you guys this morning, and I believe Kyle will stay Pat right now and work with the defense that they have, and then as time goes on, see what you need.
You were a captain in the National Hockey League. I wonder what your thoughts are on the Leafs not going one out of the gate. And they're not the only National Hockey League team. Has hockey changed? Does captains still matter in the NHL, or does it matter in some cities? What do you think of captaincy in the NHL right now?
It's a hard question. It really depends. Like, you've got a lot of captains on that team that don't have an A on or don't have a C on. You go back from my side, when Wendell was captain and I was assistant, it was great because Wendell had to do most of the talking. But we had so much leadership in that room, and those guys will as well as time goes on. I don't think it's a big deal right now.
Doug Gilmore, our guest. Of course, by the way, that book is still available, Killer My Life in Hockey. Thank God that's over, eh? You don't have to write anything down anymore and remember stuff, right? Like, that's unless you're working on a sequel, and we don't know that that's true. It was a bestseller after all.
No, that was a lot of fun, and I thank Dan Robson for helping me out with that.
It's one of those
things. A year and a half to do it.
Yeah, I know. I remember you talking about how laborious it was to remember this and remember that and call this person and say, I did say this, right? I did do this. It's one of those things as well with Matthews and Tavares. I watched them talk to Elliot Freeman yesterday. I'm going, not that there's a gentleman's agreement, but they must almost look and go, if I'm not captain, I almost have to answer more questions about why you're the captain. So it's almost like a wink, wink, nod, nod thing that, like you said, it was easier with you with Wendell doing it. When Wendell came back, you were still the captain. Mats was already here as well. Like it made perfect sense that there's a bunch of, and when Mats was here after you'd left again, I mean, Gary Roberts, Shane Corson, Brian McCabe, there were plenty of leaders on the Leafs. There always are.
Well, 100%, and that's everybody knows who the leaders are in that room. So again, I think the biggest thing is just go out and play, and you know, you got to obviously answer questions to the media, but just don't worry about the pressure of who's captain or who's not captain. It's not going to make a big deal, you know, in my eyes, because that team is fully loaded there.
Hey, you talk about don't worry about pressure in that area. What about the pressure to be the kind of team that people expect them to be? Is that a thing? I mean, do guys feel that, or do they just go out and play hockey?
I think the biggest thing is just go out and play. Everything will fall into place. Everybody works hard together, and everybody knows their role. And just go out and play. And I think it's going to be a learning curve for certain guys, but they got some young players there, and a lot of skill, a lot of talent. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch, guys.
All right, we'll get to your website in a sec. About to being a defending champion, I think about that with the Capitals, and I think about how hard it is to repeat. When you guys won in 89, God, we all thought, and I want to say this is so true, I'm a high school kid, and I know how much talent's there, how many future Hall of Famers are there. There must have been a little bit of that pressure, and yet your fans are like, hey, we're in a tough division. We got Edmonton, Vancouver's coming on. Not that it's okay if you don't win again, but you gave Flames fans what they've been waiting for, obviously, their whole existence. There had to be a little bit of that. Not that you get fat and happy, but that you know how hard it is to win. We all thought that those Flames teams would win more cups, right?
We believe that, too. It got a little frustrating, obviously, when Cliff left, and then all of a sudden, there's a lot of changes coming in. That really hurt the hockey club, you know, with Al McGinnis and Gary Cooter, mm-hmm. You know, the five guys that were in our trade. So it was tough to leave that team because we were, again, that team could have won at least four or five more years as contenders.
Greg mentioned your new initiative, which can be found at DougGilmore93.com. GoDaddy teaming up with yourself to inspire Canadians to bring their ideas to life, helping you launch the new website for lifestyle apparel, a jewelry collection, T-shirts. So you're going to help charities out. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I booked up with GoDaddy. I'm a little slow on the computer still, guys, so I needed help. And These guys, with their professional web services, they helped out a lot. And so now it looks like I did it, but I didn't do it. GoDaddy did it. And it's just it's a fun little thing, a little bit of swag. And, again, we do a lot of stuff throughout the year with Dougie Ball and different things for charity. So we're just going to continue that.
DougGilmore93.com. It's Hockey Hall of Famer, Stanley Cup champion, Leaf legend. If anyone didn't hear the interview, we're going to tell people you did the whole website yourself, okay? Where it's theater of the mind. It's a little bit of a... little bit of entertainment, and you picked out all your own pictures on the website, or all your choices also. Like, it looks like you're winning every face-off in these pictures, never losing one. It's amazing.
Well, that's my story, right?
Oh, yeah, you're an 80% face-off guy. Yeah, I mean, the best in the world now are 54, but you were like 80, 81. That's my recollection. Yes, exactly.
Doug Gilmore, thank you so much. Best of luck with the website and the junior team this year. It was great having you on.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.